Blog Talk Radio.
Yahshua bless America. For the insiders, you might not know his Hebrew name, Yahshua. Welcome to Hills, the Legend Show. And I'm called a legend because I win on any type of slider, no matter if it's the trash NGZ sliders or the trash UE sliders or the trash NFZ sliders, or if it's the MBC sliders, or if it's the legit sliders. I win on any type of slider. Hello, Prez. So let me go ahead and address this junk that we've been hearing for going on months. First and foremost, I am so blessed and appreciative that we've had a wonderful run here in the upper echelon. We've had a wonderful six seasons. Unfortunately, in season two, we didn't get to fulfill a Super Bowl champion, but we had a wonderful, wonderful season that year as well. I just want to take time just to say that I am appreciative, DJM as well. We take time and we really do appreciate the people in this league, but let's go ahead and get the good stuff out the way. None of you, Prez, Sifu, Fly, Spiffy, Ray, KT, RHS, none of you are taking phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning, taking text messages at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're not getting DMs at 1 o'clock in the morning on a consistent basis, not from just certain guys, but from all guys. You're not getting those type of calls. So it's easy. And the other guys that I threw names at, just random guys in the league, I can throw Trap and a Ty and the other guy's name in there too. No one's in the league. Basically, it's my point I'm making, is taking these type of calls on a consistent basis. We have a firm that we had of seven people. Fly left. He don't have to not mention his name. Fly was the one that said there was some shady stuff going on. Fly left because he thought some shady stuff was going on. Good riddance to him. Fly is a close friend of mine. Madden won't change my perspective of Fly. Never have, never will. Madden will not change my perspective of any person in here. Prez and Sifu are two of the most intelligent people that I will ever conduct a conversation with, so I will never take a personal attack. This is strictly about Madden, nothing else. Spiffy, the Bengals, Vikings, Austin, We've taken shots from every last one of y'all, one-on-one, going at me, taking shots at us. Oh, when the Jazz quit the lead and trash players, oh, DJ Emmons, he'll sign all the players because they want them on their teams and they want to be good. I'll beat you without those players or with those players. It really didn't matter. But we took shots for that. Oh, and then it came back to, oh, Hills and DJM changing the sliders after cheese and manipulate the AI, which him and a lot of the guys like to do in the league. The newbies, you really don't know. Prez and a few other guys played Madden for a while. They know how to manipulate AI. So as much as they want to talk about sliders and how they can make a smooth gameplay, it's all lies. They can manipulate a game plan. They can manipulate an AI, excuse me, and make it look good. So all this, I can't get my receivers to get separation. First of all, your receivers' route runners are below 80. So you're not going to get the separation that you want to get from corners that got 80 man or 80 zone. You're not going to get separation. Madden has killed us as connected franchise owners. The XP is terrible, so we cannot sit there and develop players as quickly as we used to. So that is nothing that we can do. We all are suffering from that unfortunate situation. But for all this complaining of, he's breaking 11 tackles. Yeah, Smooth, you ran for 373 yards in one game, and you broke about 30 in that game. You didn't see no one else in the chat talk about, Coleman is, he's this, he's that. All you heard, he's live, he's this, he's great. But the Tavon Coleman show, it was all good when you was breaking tackles, Smooth. But when last night, when the Niles Davis got a measly 109 yards off of 20 carries, he's just breaking too many tackles. Like, let's be consistent, people. As much as we take criticism for all the bad we do, let's talk about the good stuff we do as well. Just on last night, for instance, the Texans, I held up the draft last night. I made that personal call. Anybody can get upset about it, that's fine. I told DJM, I apologized to him. I said, that's just my good feeling. This man is enduring having a child brought into this world. Madden is a video game. And if we're all going to take it as a video game, sometimes we have to do what's right. So I'm going to still do my human nature at the end of the day. So I'll pause the draft so he can get his pick in. That's what I've done. And then we had, on the other hand, someone squeezing in a trade 2 minutes before the draft when one of the committee members who wanted to be slick about it, KT, wanted to be slick about it behind closed doors, but when in public said 7:30 is the cutoff time, but now he can do something at 7:55. But there's no one going to call KT. KT, my brother, I love him, not taking shots at him. And if he take it as a shot, that's so be it. I'm not really going to apologize about that neither. But as much as all this criticism is taken, DJM, Hills, KT, Fly, all had privileges to the sliders. So as much as you want to point the finger at DJM and Hills, KT and Fly has just taken a total backseat for what they could have done and admitted they didn't do nothing. They can get in the chat and call me whatever. They can get in the chat and say whatever they didn't do. I know for a fact what me and DJM didn't do. So if it changed, and it did change, somebody done it. But yet and still, DJM and Hills takes the blunt of it, which is fine. It's cool. I can handle it. It's all good. I'm not really worried about it. But what gets sickening is we continue on going and during trade season. We're getting slew with trades. You know why I didn't post that trade up yesterday? I didn't have time. I was voting on other people's trades as well. So I was supposed to sit there and take my time and do that. I had to run the draft last night, by the way, too. So, I mean, none of this was taken into consideration. I still got to eat and make sure, you know, I'm still healthy as well. So, I mean, none of that plays in a factor. It's just all about what others get. Ben, 79 overall receiver, 96 speed. None of you are trading 96 speed type of receivers. You can't get a 96 speed receiver in the second round. Hello, somebody. So you want to sit there and throw out 79 overall, that's fine and dandy. He's 96 overall, 96 speed, 87 route running. So he know how to get open in between the little routes and beat your little corners. That's real good and all that good stuff as well. So go ahead and state a whole full detail. Don't just say 79 overall receiver, a 96 speed, which speed has a lot to do with trades being approved. Now, with that being said, me and DJM only carries two votes and used to be a seven-vote committee. Trap is in the committee, UPT is in the committee, RHS in the committee, and KT in the committee. If DJM and Hill say no to a trade and them folks say yes, guess what happens to that trade? It gets approved. So as much as you think, oh, DJM and Hills just has the final say-so, that is absolutely not the truth. Oh, also with rules and all kind of situations, we go in the committee and ask, hey, can you help us with this? Can you help us with that? No one says anything until trade season. That's when all the comments and everything comes into play. Now, KT has been a big help throughout day one. Me and him butt heads all the time behind closed doors. We disagree on a lot behind closed doors. But if there's someone we can rely on doing something for the league, it's KT. So I don't really go too hard at KT because if I can call him at 11:30 and ask him to advance, he would do it. So I don't have a problem with that. But I have a problem with guys like Fred that was in the committee, guys like Fly that was in the committee that want to take shots and say we shady. But when you sat behind closed doors, you didn't sit here and see none of this stuff going on. You don't see us saying, oh, make this trade. We try to keep players who's not really just that good at Madden from being destroyed from guys like Fred and others that like to prey on bad owners. So we try to keep balance. That's the only reason trade calculators was invented, to keep from people being raped. The other league we don't speak on is NGZ. This is where we all came from. That's how we all met each other, was through that league. One of the guys that was in that league was a commissioner. He very much so destroyed a team. He destroyed a team, he got the number two pick, didn't trade his first round pick. All he did was trade two bum players, got the number two overall pick, kept his first round pick. And from that day on, we said we cannot let stuff like that happen. So the reason why he had to trade a future first-round pick, because he didn't have one. If you're getting inside the top 10, you have to put your first-round pick with a deal. That's what I did with the sixth overall pick. He didn't stay this. I traded Trey Wayne, 84 overall cornerback with 95 speed, 92 acceleration, 85 man, 90-something zone, great corner. Traded him, very strong right tackle, Blake Keller, you can go lift these players up. You ain't got to look for that. And my first-round pick, and I would have added more. But Will didn't want to do all that. And he had to trade his pick. Me and I've been Will's DM for 3 days now. He wasn't trading his pick until he realized he couldn't make the draft. That's the only reason, and it was last minute, because he had to move his system right away. So I didn't have time, because then I had to help finagle another trade. So that's why that deal happened. And for the Trey Benz deal, like I told the little trio Benz, I told you what the deal, why it was 96 speed. You name a 96 speed player that's going to get to the 11th overall pick. You name that, and then you can come back and talk to me. But I'm not taking no callers on the show, so it's going to be just really me. But I want to go ahead and address and just announce to each and every person that's in this league, Prez is having a league that's going to have the draft players, the rookie players in the draft. The draft is tomorrow. It starts tomorrow and it ends this weekend. So I'm pretty sure Prez will start one day next week. Each and every one of you are more than welcome to go join that league and leave UE. It's not a dictatorship. It's not, oh, you don't like it, leave. No, it might be just a time for everyone to wash their hands clean, with upper echelon, and go. DJM and Hills are the employers. Get in line or get out. You want to be funny, I'll be in funny with you. We're the employers, you get in line or get out. If you want to be like that, we can be that way. But we've never been those type of people. But, you know, I just wrote that down because that was just a little nugget I heard in one of your shows. And you said, we said, no one don't want to be here that can leave. That's fine with all that good stuff. But how do you feel if you keep running the lead that you have to sacrifice your life for? Because pretty much everyone that's in here running your mouth, none of you run a lead. That's full of 32 active people. Prez can't run a lead with 32 active people. Sifu can't run a lead with 32 active people. Spiffy can't run a lead with 32 active people. Smooth can't even get to his own game, so we know he can't run a lead with 32 active people. And the list goes on and on and on and on. So if you can do it, by all means, go do it. Go join and make a league, and I will be more than happy to watch all your games. Let me know your screens. I'll watch them. I love watching Madden, so I'll do that. But until you can drive a car, until you can walk, what's that old saying? Prayers, you'll correct me if you was on the show. If you can't judge a man if he ain't walked a mile in my shoes. None of you can run a lead, so shut your mouth. That's pretty much what I'm going to say. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I'm not going to be all nice. I'm not going to be the heels that you come to know. I'm going to be the heels that's tired of being taking shots at when I continue on doing favors for people, continue on checking on stuff for people, continue on texting 32 people about a league yesterday. I continue on keeping people informed. I continue on trying to talk and be positive throughout the league. I don't care about the brotherhood and all this stuff that's being joint. I respect each and every one of you outside of Madden. That's fine. We can. If you ever need to talk to me or text me about a personal thing, I'm here for you, brother. I ain't got no personal beef with you. But if you think me and DJ M is shady and we do stuff that benefits us, get out of the league. It's simple and plain. If you don't think that we're running the league, tell us, and we'll shut UE down, and we won't have to have it no more. And you go play in NGZ. You go play in NFZ. You go play in all these other leagues that exist and go. It's no problem. And for the players that never complain, it's not a shot at you. You definitely know that's not that. But for you to – the question that you asked, why is Derrick Morgan being able to stay with receivers, let me tell y'all something. I know how to manually cover receivers, so I know how to make them move without bumping them. I know how to make Derrick Morgan get off the line. I could tell you my strategy. None of you going to beat it anyway. So I can make him go off the line of scrimmage and play in zone. He's not man, so he doesn't have to stay with him. If your zone is 85 and your awareness is very high, you know to follow the receiver down the field. And if you're throwing the ball late, guess what? You give him time to catch up. That's why it's so simple how Derrick Morgan can stay with a receiver that's in the slot. He's not out guarding him one-on-one in a matchup. It's never been that way. So for those comments, those come out of people's mouths, it's ridiculous. Know what you're speaking about first before you start speaking. And the spiffy comment, I want 32 people to be able to vote. And where, what world do you see that's going to happen in Madden? Why? And this is Madden. We're talking about Madden, not life. Madden. How do you think a league is going to be ran with who 32 votes every time? Oh, so we're going to vote on the fourth down rule. Oh, we should be able to go for fourth down every time. So if 20 people vote, outvotes 12, that we should go for fourth down every time, we should do it, and we're going to be a sim league. Like, let's be serious here. You got to start being common sense, because it sounds good and it feels good doesn't mean it's always good for you. And that's what the problem lies here in Upper Echelon. Prez is opening a league. By all means, go enjoy those wonderful sliders. Enjoy the wonderful new league. It's fresh. Start with them. Because if you're going to stay in Upper Echelon, stay with, just be cool. We're not saying you don't have no opinion, but be cool. Don't come in throwing shots. None of us are throwing personal shots at any of y'all. We all play, we all joke, we all laugh. I talk junk to DJM, I talk junk to Ty. Ty's my cousin, I talk junk to him, he talk junk to me. It's all in love and fun. But when you're coming in and saying, oh, the sliders are bad, oh, that trade was good, oh, this is crazy, oh, so every time something should benefit you, it's all good. But when it's benefiting someone else, it's a problem. I don't need sliders to be 99% of y'all in that league. And I'm just being honest. I will beat you offline. I will beat you out of this league. I'll beat you one-on-one. I'll beat you sitting right beside you in your house. It really don't matter. So all this sliding stuff that, oh, I need that to beat you, I don't. I don't need none of that to beat you. We can go play on the regular sliders, and you can catch this ass one. It's simple and plain. So I'm tired of hearing all the shots being taken. Oh, DJM and Hills, they make everything go by themselves. We got too many guys as the commissioners with us. Check them. You know when we booted Terrio, we had two commissioners in our ears constantly telling us, he's a glitch player. He's a glitch player. He's a glitch player. Told us from day one. Me and DJM, oh, man, we're trying to be cool. We'll let it fly. So two went from about five went to about 10, 10 went to about 15, and then all of a sudden nobody didn't see nothing. And then Terrio calling me, oh, you up. And I suck my, all in my DM and texting me, and someone else running back telling him. Now, I could have easily went in there and said, well, you know, these are two people that said you was a glitch player, and I just left it alone. Or I could easily say Terrio called out about five of y'all names who he said was glitch players with him, and I didn't say nothing to y'all about that neither. But it's all cool and it's all gravy, and these are true stories because Ty and our DJ MC the text message themselves. So I can easily go back and forth and be pity, fat, and point fingers and throw shots and hide my hand and try to act like it's all good and it's all that and it's all – but I don't. All we ask for is you to play your game and be respectful to one another. But it's always something that is going to be complained about in this league. That's life. There's no league that's going to run your way unless you run it your way in your league. And I guarantee you, when you run your lead and you have 30 other people that you're responsible for, everyone is not going to be excited, and everyone is not going to be happy with what transpires. But you got to roll with the punches, and that's what I do. I don't care about you talking about you punching the clock. I don't care why I love my establishment. Go make your own establishment and go find you 30 more people, 31 more people to join your establishment, and they're going to think exactly like you. The answer is it's not going to ever happen. So until you want to leave, shut up. The sliders are not being changed. The sliders came from a lead named MBC. That's where they came from, not DJM or he. I don't have time to think about sliders. I don't care about sliders. I don't study that stuff. I just play the game. I know the game. I play the game and win the game. I'm a winner in Madden. I'm a winner in life too, but, you know, we talk about that. I'm a winner in Madden. So it really doesn't matter the doggone sliders to me. I'm winning in every league I'm in. I'm winning divisions every year. I'm not going wild card. I'm winning divisions every year. I don't care about sliders. So why would I care to change, quote-unquote, after week six, after a prayer beat me? Yeah, the next week DJM beat me too. I mean, I'm not understanding how you consider that I would change sliders when I never did and we took pictures and all this. Like, you're telling lies. You're not being truthful. You're telling lies. And all the people that you claim to be in your DM, y'all speak up for yourself. Because prayers ain't no person that speaks for no one. He's not no one's spokesperson. Speak for yourself. If you got an issue, text me up. You text me up about anything else you want. Text me up if you got a personal issue. Do that. But all this complaining and this sneak this and that, it's getting old. It truly is. Enjoy the game. If you don't enjoy the game, quit. There's no hard feelings to us. You know, keep up with me in your DM or text my phone. That's fine. But all this sneak dissing is old. I'm tired of hearing it. Smooth, you running with Coleman all over the field all last year, you still didn't run for 2,000 yards. But we breaking so many tackles. The hilarious statement and comment is the running is too high and the receivers can't be, they're being covered by 60 overall DBs. Everyone is breaking all kind of records with receivers. Throwing for 2,000 yards with all kind of receivers, not just Spencer. Sutton done it. Hannah done it. Watkins done it. All kind of receivers are just taking all kind of yards around the league. But, you know, corners are staying with them all the time. I that's what I continue on hearing. And I continue on hearing, oh, we breaking so many tackles. It's a transition to a run lead. Yet we only had one 2,000-yard rusher, and it wasn't Coleman. It was Mr. Langford for the Vikings a couple of seasons ago. But if running is so dominant, why don't everybody do it? Oh, no, because they're too busy passing 45 out of 50 plays. That's cool, though. That's sim football. You sitting back, you only got six plays. Lord have mercy, you got six plays, but you threw the ball 45 times. So you're recycling plays on a continuous basis. Same concept, over and over and over. But that's cool, though. That's cool. We've got lenient on the rules. We don't check people as much as we check people. We try to sit back. You know, people complain about this. They complain about that. People saying we're shady. We're saying, leave. If we so bad, if you know me personally, and you know that I'm not that type of person, why would I be shady over a video game when I'm whooping your ass anyway? None of you can beat me. Truly can beat me. In a regular game, I will whoop any one of your asses any time of the week, twice on Sunday, because I'm a child of God. So I don't really care about all this other stuff that you talk about. Oh, I'm going to be shady. For what? I don't need an advantage to beat you. I'm better than you. I don't need that. Yeah, I'm going to be like that now. That's what y'all want to think anyway. So why would I need an advantage to do that? I could care less about chicken sliders. All I care about is you getting these game plays. We turn the injuries off so people don't get hurt when we're making these sims. And we're trying to get these games scheduled. We're still in season 7 now, and I'm still having to tell people, you need to contact your opponent. We are being lean. This is crazy. I'm taking time out of my busy schedule, making UE awards. I'm taking time out of my schedule where I can write these articles to try to keep the lead exciting. But I continue on hearing graphics. Oh, we should have a 32-year, we should have people vote, we should get a voice, and y'all don't listen to us, and y'all always do what you want to do, and y'all always do what you... Okay. Leave. My message to you is lead upper echelon. Prez has a lead that don't have nobody in it. You can all transfer to this. I'm not going. I'm about done with that. You want to go to a new league with smoother sliders and wonderful trade options, and you get candy lands, and everyone gets gift cards, and everything is merrily on that side, go to that league. More power to you, brother. I have no malice for you. But if you're going to stay in this league, just respect me and DJM at the same on Maddie. Because these shots is ridiculous. Like, we're going to take our time. We discussing, oh, we need to change the sliders because we want this to happen. Really? Really, Prez? Really fly? Really smooth? Really all the people that complain about it? Really? So get out here. And for the people that couldn't get trades approved or done, first of all, stop asking for house money and house rent for all your players. I mean, people are wanting ransom deals and they want to lowball you when they want to sit here and get traded. All we ask for is consistent. If you want to be in the top 10, we don't make this. You need to add a first-round pick. We let one got away and a vote that I didn't even have control of. I was so furious that the trade got done. Still got done. It still got done. So, people, please get out of your panties and your feelings thinking that we do stuff to make us, we try to do, be as fair and consistent as we possibly can. In closing, like I said, I'm about to run out of time. The word that I use in the committee all the time, you can ask all the committee members, we need to be more consistent. We need to be more consistent. But we can't get consistent when people value their players how one of the committee members value his players higher than another person. It's ridiculous. You can't be consistent when everyone has a different opinion. That's life, people. If we got 32 people, me and DJM don't agree on everything. So we got 7 people in the firm, 6, that don't have the same common vision, it's going to be conflict all the time. One dude say, Arches think his players is God Almighty great. He wants the greatest deal ever in the world. That's been Arches' MO since I've known him. That's fine. Not knocking Arches, but that's his MO. I don't think like that. So now we button heads. That's disagreement right there. So we don't see that a third-round pick and a second-round pick is the same because everyone says, oh, Hughes, I've been hearing this for 2 years. Oh, Hughes, your pick is 30, 31, 32. That's a second. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Dumbest. No NFL team tomorrow is going to say, well, that 30th pick is really a second. No, you get one of the 30 best players in the draft. So that's a crazy, crazy statement. It's 90 seconds left. Like I said, this is the end of my rant. Prez has a lead. Join it next week if you want to play in a way better league. Because the upper echelon is not offering you what you like and you're not getting a voice of opinion. Go to a free will, free spirit league. Leave upper echelon. That's fine. Don't trash the team. Just leave the league. If you want me to boot you out, I'll boot you out. Just let me know. But don't get in the group. Don't get in my DM. Don't, oh, I didn't mean this, I didn't mean that. If you got to apologize, then you know you've been taking shots. We all good. We all grown. I'm not mad. I'm not in my feelings. I'm just saying stop with the disrespect. Play your games. Get your games in and go on about your business. Because I could do a lot worse in this show than I did. I was a little bit calmer than I thought I was going to be. Prez, you're cool people. You're my brother. Love you like another. But all the stuff you're saying, it's for show. When you run your lead, get these players. Show them how to run a lead then, the way that you would like to run a lead. If he was the best, y'all have a wonderful day. If you're going to still be in the lead, play your games. If you're not going to be in the lead, just let me or DJM know. It's pretty much all I got to say for you. It's not all about the UE. It's all about having fun and playing that. That's what it's all about. I'm Hills the Best, and I'll whoop your ass anytime you want to play Matt. Holla at me.